USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Republicans unveiling their police reform bill this morning and calling on Democrats to back their proposal. South Carolina's Tim Scott telling reporters the proposal's about police accountability, transparency, and about police training.
Too often we're having a discussion in this nation about, are you supporting the law enforcement community or are you supporting communities of color? This is a false binary choice.
Meanwhile, the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, just said on the floor of the Senate that the GOP proposal is missing real, meaningful accountability when it comes to officer misconduct. The Fulton County, Georgia DA will be announcing a decision on whether charges will be brought in the Rayshard Brooks police shooting case. DA Paul Howard to make the announcement at 3 p.m. Eastern Time in Atlanta. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says when it comes to winning the nation's battle against coronavirus, the nation is winning. In an interview yesterday with Fox News, she says,
our position is that we're monitoring it. We can't predict the future, but we think we're at a place where we have this under control and we'll keep it under control.
Meanwhile, yesterday, nine states which have nearly or fully opened their economies set records for coronavirus infections, hitting either one-day highs for new confirmed cases or new seven-day averages for them. The spikes coming in Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, and Texas. And also yesterday, Vice President Mike Pence said fears of a second wave of infections are overblown. Figures out this morning showing housing starts were up slightly last month, but not by as much as home building analysts had predicted. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going out of business sales have begun today at more than 130 JCPenney stores across America. Discounts range from 25 to 40% on all merchandise. As the iconic 118-year-old retail chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in mid-May. A large balloon-like object seen in the skies of northern Japan earlier today has led to rampant speculation on social media. The white circular object appeared near dawn, mostly sitting still in the sky for hours until clouds moved in and obscured it. Theories are ranging from a weather balloon to a UFO to something that might have been launched by North Korea. Now a statue of Christopher Columbus is being removed from the California State Capitol building in Sacramento, as state officials say it's going to come down because Columbus is a, in their words, deeply polarizing historical figure given the deadly impact that his arrival in this hemisphere had on indigenous populations. Lawmakers, largely Democrats, say the continued presence of the statue in California's capital is out of place today. The statue has been there since 1883. And Wall Street stocks have been trading a little bit higher since the opening bell this morning. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.